Archers, attack! Keep firing! Let none escape! Another down! Do not relent!
Cut anchor and set sail, because Plunderstorm has arrived, much to a storm of Cody crybabies. I'm Slide Whistle.
Ahoy, mateys, 'tis Immunization the Pirate.
Jar, me name be Aaron, Fire Mage Extraordinaire at Horde Punching Bag, but you can call me Captain Bear Titty, because I had to shave my left boobie for an upcoming tattoo.
Captain BT, reporting for
duty. Yar, Captain BT, and BTS, Bear Titty says that Plunderstorm is here.
Sure, you all know it out there, you've heard it, you've seen it, maybe you played it, maybe you haven't. I really like it. I'm a big fan.
It is a incredibly big shock. I was in the trenches firing strays at Blizzard going, no one wanted this. What are you doing? It's nothing. But then I launched myself out of the cannon and wow, they did a lot with a very little.
Yeah. So just to rewind, a bit for the uninitiated, if you were in a coma this week or have not played WoW in a bit, the 10.2.6 patch dropped this week. There was an extended maintenance, but like I feel like even during the maintenance, Blizzard kind of already started talking about what was going to be happening, right? Like they did all of their media as the reset was happening, so we all knew that a new game mode called Plunderstorm was going to be launching. And that it is a 60-player Battle Royale Fortnite pirate mode.
Just so unfortunate, because I feel like with WoW's demographic of being crusty 55-year-old men as the average age, I feel like they hear Fortnite or Battle Royale and they go, get that shit away from me, delving into it.
It's such a shame that people are immediately saying Fortnite. Because, like, well, Fortnite is the most popular, longest-lasting Battle Royale.
It is the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Like, it is the gold standard of Battle Royales.
But old fucking fogies hear Fortnite, and they're like, oh, the fucking thing that the kids do? I feel like if you had just told them, like, if you had phrased it as, like, we're introducing an arena battle game, then maybe you could have caught them. If you had said, like, it's like Unreal 2000, you get, like, a bunch of crusty motherfuckers like, oh! I remember Unreal.
I honestly think the way that they delivered it was probably the best way to deliver it. Because if they were to give us any kind of heads up about what it was, players on either the PvE side and or the PvP side would have been turned off automatically and never have paid attention to it when it launched. Because both communities, online at least, are upset with it for different reasons.
Oh, I agree with you. From a pure marketing standpoint, the rollout of this was pretty flawless, in my opinion. The fact that it was pretty much a mystery. All we knew is that vaguely this patch that was coming out on this day had something to do with pirates. That's all we really knew going into it. And then as soon as the day happened and they released, like, I believe a gameplay video that kind of highlighted what you could expect, and then like a 10-minute like interview type thing where they talked about things more specifically, then like all in one fell swoop, there were ads everywhere. Like, we have friends that haven't really been like in the game recently saying that like they were bombarded on TikTok, on Facebook, even on Twitter, like everywhere there were ads for it. They even fucking had merch out for this before the game mode even dropped.
And I received it. They were really quick. I don't know. I know they got rid of Fnatics, but it's almost like Synastif, their evil twin, is in charge now. I ordered the shirt and a guy was already at my house with it. He said, enjoy your pirate shirt.
You know, as much as I like the game mode, that shirt is still so ugly.
No, it's bad. And I'll always, and we're going to say a lot of nice things about Blizzard in this mode, but I'm going to hop in my little negative hole for a second. Why are you guys literally allergic to good merch? Like, why is every single shirt that Warcraft has put out is the most boring thing ever? It is just the not even the Plunderlust logo. It's the little Warcraft symbol with a pirate flag and a sword. And on the back, in teeny tiny haha memer font, says, yes, pirates.
I could not imagine just people behind me reading And yes, pirates? No! Oh, they'd be like, they would wonder what the hell's wrong with me. Why is it on that man's shirt?
It's such an incredibly specific reference that, like, a year from now, people who were not privy to the 10.2.6, like, oh, what is that? Speculation will be like, what does that mean?
Well, I won't have an answer for him. One of my favorite things I've been hearing, though, are people being like, I can't believe they hyped this up so much, and this is what we got. And it's like, they didn't really hype it up at all. I feel like everybody else hyped it up. They were like, here's a skull and crossbones, and we're not going to tell you anything else about it.
The mystery of it, it perplexed people so much that they went and talked about it all the time. So yeah, they built up their own lore to then be let down because they don't want to play a battle royale.
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, another big complaint I'm seeing is, like, and they're holding everything up for this? I'm like, no, they really aren't, guys. It's literally not a 0.5 patch. It's not a 0.0 patch. It's a 0.6 patch, which I believe they've never even done before. It's unrelated to anything else. We still have information about when the next actual patch is going to be coming out, which has some quests. Because, like, the next one that's coming up is a 0.7, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 0.7 patches have been pretty big. Was that Forbidden Reach, last 0.7?
Yeah, yes. So, like, I don't know, people are complaining about, like, just this existing far too much for my tastes, you know?
It also, to piggyback off that, people are like, they're putting all their resources into it, and I hate to say, one, no, because the very first Plunderlust match is going to be the same as the 6,000th Plunderlust match.
That's just calling it Plunderlust, and I'm like, it sounds like Wonderlust.
Isn't that what it's called?
Plunderstorm.
You know, I also have been struggling with what it's officially called, but yes, unfortunately, I believe it is called Plunderstorm.
I mean, I'll call it Plunderlust. It does roll off the tongue a lot easier than Plunderstorm.
Wanderlust is a phrase, so that's what I assumed it was. It's Plunderstorm? What the
fuck? It's Plunderstorm. Well,
sorry, Blizzard, you fucking tripped at the starting line with that one. Sure, but
one of my favorite things though is that people are saying this could have been used somewhere else, and I'm like, okay, but like, could it have been for what? Because if they made this into a PvP battleground, the PvPers would absolutely shit themselves. They would be doing Kentucky flips off of bridges, and then all PvE players wouldn't want to go into the PvP queue for it, and nobody would play it.
And you know, that's exactly, you're 100% right on that. And I just have mad respect for them for a lot of reasons here, but the fact that they were just like, you know what? We want to do this. We want to have a battle royale in WoW. We're just going to do it. We're going to have no PTR feedback. It's going to be a surprise. They'll fucking have it. And, you know, I have mad respect to them that.
And it's doing a little bit of roots returning in a way because, okay, so if you don't know, the way that you queue for Plunderstorm is you log into World of Warcraft, and if you're like me, you hit enter world, looked around Veldraken, open the PvP panel, like, where the fuck is this thing? Until you look at trade chat and someone says, log out. You have to log out and press a little icon.
I did my due diligence, and I opened the book, and I said, where is it in the book? Yeah, and it wasn't there. Also, I just want to say, I did have to go to Twitter, because I was like, these fuckers are lying. There's no way they missed out on such a great name. And it's like, play Plunderstorm today! Ugh. I don't know if it's just because I'm drinking coffee right now, but I have a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I also struggled until today. Before recording here, I made myself remember that it's called Plunderstorm because I just kept calling it just Plunder. But I guess they decided to go Plunder, combine a storm, because, you know, like all battle royales, there's a storm that's closing in on you, and then in this one, you collect plunder. But, like, that's the thing. Okay, so some people are just inherently mad at this because they're like, it's a new mode that's PvP, and I hate PvP. And I just want to tell everyone, like, you don't really even have to PvP.
And I've seen people not. I've seen people just stand there and let me kill them. And I'm like, oh no, they read the guide that told them to kill themselves upon first engagement.
The guides. Just because I find it funny, I have put in our Discord, go to donotrelentpod.com, and there's just, that is like the prevailing theory, like, how to do Plunderstorm efficiently. Land, do your one quest, because you get a special quest every single game, and then kill stuff until someone finds you, and then kill yourself.
Yeah, I believe in all the guides, they say, quote, if engaged, die immediately, unquote.
Oh, actually, we're going too fast, actually, I think. Because we have to go back to how weird it is to go into this.
Yes. Okay, so I'll rewind us. First off, if you want to go to our Discord, it's just donotrelent.com.
Ah, shit. Go to Do Not Relent Pod. It's just my website. If you want to kick these other two guys out, just have the fan site for just me at the pod.
Chit-chat with Aaron over there.
If you want to see pictures of his only one shaved tit, that's where you will find them.
But so people, and I do agree with this point. It is a little weird that when you make your character, it doesn't pick like from your presets of characters. You're designing a whole new character. And it's probably to save server space, so they're not saving everyone's character twice in a pirate mode is my assumption. But that part is a little weird. But once I clicked on Plunderstorm at the top, it immediately gave me Warcraft 3 custom games vibes. Like, so there used to be like Pudge or Hook Wars and all kinds of other games you could play inside. And if this was this is going, this would be amazing for the game. Because Fortnite has to be, Fortnite, the magical word, has the old Warcraft 3 system where you can make custom games and anyone can play them. This is kind of giving me that.
And like, to say the Fortnite word again, like the way that you get to Plunderstorm, it's just like on the main screen, like you toggle back and forth between like actual WoW, Yum, and Plunderstorm. It's like two little icons at the top, and like that alone kind of reminds me of what Fortnite's current screen looks like now, where they have just like a bunch of different game modes. Because like if you haven't played Fortnite in a while, they've introduced tons of different game modes, where like which includes like Guitar Hero, like car racing, things like that, which makes me think, y'all, eventually they could have a game mode of WoW that is just super jailer racing like we've been asking for.
I am here for it. Again, that's Warcraft's roots. That's Warcraft 3. Silly custom games, and we will be the first to make Super Jailer Racing.
I mean, they did go back and give, and they did something with like a new Shadowlands mount. I saw whispers on the wind about that. So they've been spending some time with Torghast. Maybe they've been measuring it for the tracks.
Torghast?
More like Super Jailer Racing Gast. Yeah, so you make your character for the first time, and then you can like also just customize it whenever you want, again, to a different race or gender or whatever. And then once you're in Plunderstorm itself, the UI is just wiped. I believe you like literally cannot use any add-ons in it.
Yeah, it's add-on free, which is like, I guess, what do you need them for, really? And so you're basically put in this little pirate lobby. It reminds me of Lady in the Fight House's area where you were supposed to duel people for an achievement back in Boralus, but nobody ever did.
Yeah, no one was ever part of the Duelers Club.
Yeah, so this is like just the lobby where I believe while you wait for your 60 friends to join, you just walk around. There is, I believe, a very first time you're there, like an intro quest type, world quest type looking thing where it just has like you talk to different people to like get accustomed with what's there. If you're like me, the first time you're in there, like the game starts before you can finish all of that.
Yeah, I was about to say, only now am I realizing you're supposed to be able to do that first quest in the intro zone. I remember I was playing with Slide Whistle on opening day, and one of the things was like, revive your partner. So I was like, arr, yar, matey, you gotta go do a Kentucky flip. I need to be able to finish me quest here.
Except in this game mode, you literally cannot do a Kentucky flip and kill yourself because there is no fall damage. That's one of the major things that's here.
Very interesting. And everyone can double jump. So like there's a lot of weird movement going on, jumping off of hills, climbing up mountains. It's not perfect though. I will say I have quite a bit. There's a lot of things they could fix with this mode. Like the UI is weird. A lot of people aren't aware you can rebind your buttons, which blows my mind because it's like, have you never played World of Warcraft before? Do you not know how to hit escape and change key bindings? Like, what's going on there, buds?
Well, isn't there a big in-game graphic for the R and T keys? Like, I feel like they put a lot of emphasis on R, which is your default attack, and T, which is your default grog heal. So I feel like it would make sense if they were like, no, it's essential. The R and T is essential to the system.
Yeah, but like those, I've never known any game to have R and T as default key bindings. I would also love to know who the fuck decided that, because that was a bizarre choice. R and T.
So obviously I'm a keyboard warrior. Sorry to remind everyone, but even for WASD players, does that feel weird?
I don't know. I rebounded it immediately because I'm like, I'm not using RNT. I'm not an animal. I hit escape and I changed my key bindings.
I mean, I don't use RNT in my normal key bindings, and I have not currently rebound Plunderstorm, but if I were to do so, I would probably use Q and E and then just get rid of, like, the built-in strafe because I strafe with using my mouse anyways.
You're playing with RNT? You're a freak.
Well, I will say, the time frame that you have to change that before the game starts is kind of minimal, so, like, I always forget.
What are you doing when you're on the back of the Griffin and I'm flying? You can hit escape and do it then.
You're right, but then I am just struggling with what I would want to bind everything to. Because, okay, so for reference, again, you have your R and your T, which are like attack and heal. And then I believe after that, all of them are just 1 through 5. You have 2 offensives, 2 utilities, and 5, which is just a kind of free-for-all, which is like the barrel that you start with to roll away.
It sounds crazy when you just explain it with no visuals. Like, but there's only 10 spells, what, 20 spells? 10 offensive, 10 utility. Honestly, I felt the spells are all super fire roll, pretty balanced. Like, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, and then, like, they said that they were going to go about nerfing fire roll, and then when I just looking at Wowhead to see, like, what the nerf was, they just made it slower. And I'm like, it's still doing the more damage? It's still, like, what?
Yeah, a slowed fire whirl is still faster than my little gnomish legs, so it's still taking me out. That said, I'll never unbound R&T because I'm not using them, because when I see another person, I die. Period.
How are you killing mobs for plunder?
If I see a mob, I die. if the world quest is to kill 10 mobs, I kill myself and hope to queue into one about treasure chest.
okay so when you land, right, you're on a griffin in the sky. This is another one of my complaints. I want everybody to start on the same griffin and ride across the same plane, because what it does is it takes like 5 groups of people and it randomly puts them around the map to drop from, and it's so annoying.
Yeah, I feel like my common complaint here, like for all my small things about Plunderstorm that I don't like, my personal fix would be, like, make it more like Fortnite, because Fortnite, as I said earlier, is the gold standard of battle royales. And on Fortnite, you start on the battle bus, which that flies across the zone, and then people decide when they want to leave it.
Warcraft even has flying vehicles.
They even have flying vehicles in PvP that you jump off of to start the PvP at Seething Shore. Just put that in, Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, listen, and they can,
it,
I know.
It can be the cool ship, or it can be the stinky Zeppelin, but both factions, like, have a military vehicle.
This is reason number 2 why the PvP players don't get anything, because the last time they got something new, they cried and bitched about it and still say, it's the worst battleground ever added to the game. Seething Shore stinks. So if there was any resemblance to it, they would also not play it even more.
Well, I will go on air saying that Seething Shore has always been my favorite PvP, so they can suck it.
Suck it! But so when you land with the Griffin, you want to hit an enemy and you get stuff. You already know this by now, right? However, you don't know where the best place to drop is, and I'm going to fill you in. You want to drop on those fucking elementals. What's it called to me? It's called the elemental shrineys.
Circle of elements. Yeah, circle maybe? Of elements, I believe, is what
that's
it's called.
That's what you want to fucking land on. There's like 4 elites there, and you can dive bomb one, pick up all the shit, and then kill the other ones. And you get like 4 levels so quick now with all the buffs they added.
And there's a high at least from what I've done, there's a high concentration of chests, which is another major factor. You go around the map and you can kill enemies for gold and points, but you can also open chests and they'll have gold and special abilities. So you should really, even if you're not an epic PvP, or even if you are the get engaged, die faction, aiming for chests will get you like buku money.
Dala dala, bling bling.
Yeah, so basically you just level up by getting those things, and then if you encounter other people, you kill them, and then yeah, the last one standing wins it all. And when all this is happening, the circle kind of closes in until you're forced to interact with other people. Slide and I did notice we got a victory royale yesterday, and there is an achievement that transfers over to WoW Yum as well once you do that.
No, wait, would you, well, instead of victory royale,
it's just for points, correct?
Yeah, you get additional rep point things when you win. But I wanted to bring it forward on the podcast. I have an idea about... So, like, in Fortnite, it's called a Victory Royale. I believe in the other one, it's called a Chicken Dinner.
PUBG,
it's called a Chicken Dinner. I say that in Plunderstorm, we call it a Booty Bang.
Like a victory that is given to you at Booty Bay?
No, like that... Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Booty be banging. Is that what you're gonna say? That booty be banging. Is it
or like
right?
you receive anal sexual pleasure?
No, Aaron, get your mind out of the gutter. I was obviously just talking the amount of booty that you've plundered.
Oh, I see. So many options when booty enters the fray. However, she won't because they don't let main characters show up.
So this is my thing. So all the old guides were like, kill yourself upon engagement. There's tons of abilities. I can't even tell you what they all are. I feel like they're all pretty good. But before, so we got a booty bang. We got number one before they buff stuff. And we got like, I think like 1100 rep. Now I've seen people get 4000 rep. Because at the end, when you're killing people, there's so much booty on the ground to pick up. Because you're killing all the players at the end in the small circle. And they made the bonuses larger. I think it's a 500 bonus for winning.
Yeah, so I just will say that when this was first released, they said that their intention was for you to level up your renown, air quotes, very quickly, air quotes. Okay, so I guess I'll rewind it a little bit. There is a built-in renown system up to level 40, where at each level there are rewards that you get that are like cosmetic or etc., like titles and things like that, which then will transfer over to WoW Yum, or I think some of them are in Classic. But anyways, on day one on launch, we were noticing that like this is kind of like a little slow for something that they said would be accrued very quickly.
And honestly, it's still kind of a little slow in comparison. Like now I'm getting like maybe like 900, 700 per with the buffs. If I don't make it far. But like, the stuff you get is pretty cool. My only complaint, once again, I feel like it's not labeled well enough. So I'm renowned 15 with the keg, whatever the fuck they're called. Keg leg stand, legger kegger.
Its official name is the Keg Legs Crew.
There we go. And I have like some pants and some shoes and a little hat. And I was like, oh, I can type plunder in my transmog search bar and put those on, right? No, you fucking can't. You have to memorize the name of the shit that you get from, what's his name? Dekir? Dekir? Dekir?
I honestly don't remember his name. Sorry.
I don't know. All I remember is he is a very... very unique looking orc. Maybe not, but it's been a while since I've seen orcs this fucking tired. Maybe it's because he's a man of the sea and sea salt has entered all of his many folds and pores. But I'm just like, he keeps his head down and I'm like, what's going on? Why are you hiding your face, buddy? And then I looked at it. I was like, oh, okay. I'm just trying to get my shirt green and my sword big, please.
Yeah, our mans can't even stand up straight without leaning on those barrels on the dock. And I will say one of my complaints about this mode is that you have to talk to him to change your mog. You have to talk to him to see your current renown. And that's mainly a complaint because it's during the time period where you only have a limited amount of time to do stuff before the match starts. But also, I'm not saying who. Definitely not me. I would never do this. But in the lobby, something that I've noticed people doing is they're using their barrel, running into the hordes of people that are trying to talk to this orc to change their appearance or their title or whatever, and then it just knocks everyone and they go flying into the water and whatnot.
Yes, I spent half of my pre-flight plans typically in the water because, yeah, I'm trying to talk to him and then someone knocks me off and I'm like, I don't care enough. If I'm, you know what, I follow my creed even there. I said, you hit me with a barrel and you engaged me, so I guess I'm just going to drown now.
Why do they make us have to put on our shit every different game we get into? Like, I don't get it. Like, why can't this shit carry over? I'm assuming, again, it's for server space and not having to save it to memory what you were wearing. But it's like, come on, you got a lot of servers. Get rid of some of those Australian ones.
Does it even save your, quote, character, like what you play? I've been randomly just, I was just like, whatever, just give me when I load in. But I forgot if, like, so I know Slide Whistle, you play as a Dark Iron Dwarf. Are you able to continue to be that every single time? Or when you log on, is it something new?
No, it saves it saves that. It saves that character.
Okay. I didn't know if it was random. I think maybe I randomize it, but I also don't pay attention to the character creation because I'm like,
Yeah, do you just go into your character creation select on each time you're on the main menu and change your race?
Yeah.
Is that what
you're doing? Yeah, I do that, and then I don't even make them look cool because I'm like, whatever, if I get engaged, I'll die. So I just take whatever the game gives me, and that means I've had a lot of ugly hordies.
We were noticing that I guess it's almost a little bit better to play certain races because, like, you could play, like, a Dark Iron Dwarf and then just, like, grip it and rip it, like Slide Whistle. And then just, you could just, like, slash, like, sleep in a bush, and then, like, they can't see you.
They've added something. They've added a timer now. If you sleep, you get up after, like, 20 seconds. I wonder if people were using this strategy nefariously like I was, hiding in bushes and hiding my glowing treasure chest on my back. But one thing that this game has that other battle royales do not have is the ability to communicate with people as you beat their ass in a fight. Because slash say and slash yell, also whispering, that all still works. You can try to, like, charisma check people and see if you can fool them into turning around to hit them over the head where they're not looking at you.
Yeah, like, we've been making some truces with people, some alliances to make it a bit farther after we were fighting with them. You could even, like, yeah, you can whisper people, but I'm pretty sure Blizzard doesn't intend that because you do have to do, like, slash W space and then type in their full name, like the old school way.
I've tried to make a final two, but it doesn't really work out too often. I can't tap fast enough before they kill me.
But I will say, overall, I love this game mode. The Renown track is fine. I mean, like, we only have, how long is it with this game mode?
So,
it's limited time.
So, yes, I was about to say, because I have not been playing it as much, so I'm like, if they need some cold, hard facts, I'll jump back in. I burst through the window. 6 weeks. So...
Okay, so 6 weeks to get 40 renown, then that's not that bad.
It is if you get one renown every day from when it came out, you will be fine. So as long as you get two renown every day for like a week now, you'll be fine. And then you can go back to one a day.
Do we know, is it a daily bonus is to play each day and get the 800?
Yes. The 800, which comes from, I believe, just achieving your first little quest, your mini quest. You get that and you just get 800 plunder, which is almost half, or it's like a third of a level every day for just playing a match.
Even if you just do it daily, 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes could be like 5 games if you keep dying when you're engaged.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I was about to say, if you engage, kill yourself, you can quickly go back and get in the game, and you get 250 every game for just doing your daily. Do your daily 10 times, you're good. And that takes all of, like half an hour.
I love that strat. It just means more plunder for me. Please keep standing still and letting me kill you. Please.
But if we talk about the rewards real quick, I just want to say the T-Mog, awesome. Love it. The final, like, red pirate set that you get when you finish it, like, awesome. Cool titles as well. But something that was interesting to me is that there's actually, like, Trader's Tendies in here. Like, at level 24, you get 250, and then at level 33, you get 500. So, like, this whole track has 750 Trader's Tenders in here.
Seems well worth it to me. Every lobby, there's people like, ugh, I'm so mad I have to do this to get my rewards. And it's like, sorry, bitch, you got FOMO. You gotta take care of that yourself. That's a you problem, not a game problem.
I mean, and then the thing is, like, I feel like my interest in the current patch was waning a little bit anyway. So I'm just, like, glad that, like, there's something that, like, is pulling me back fully to want to, like, play, like, a lot again. Just give me something to do for, like, these X amount of weeks until the next content comes out. And what's just really interesting, too, with Blizzard's timing of this, because Slide and I have actually been dipping back into, like, actual Fortnite again. So I'm like, I think Ian is in the rafters here.
So I will ask this, and this is not indicative of the quality or any attempt of dunking. When you inevitably get to level 40 renown and you get all the goodies, if there's still time left for plunder I wanted to say its cooler name, but the mode. Will you continue to play it?
I mean, I'm going to say yes now, but we'll see where I am in, well, I'm 15 now, so I've got, how many, what, 25 levels to go?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted to say my answer is probably no unless, like, somebody else wants to duo with me, then I probably would dip in.
It's a really good game that I can play at work on my breaks. Like, it's so quick. Like, it's so fast. It's, like, zero commitment. But, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Probably not, I guess. I just feel like once I get the rewards, you know, I got what I came for. Like, I want the rewards, but I don't hate the game, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the same for me, too. I will say Aaron, I guess, what are your thoughts?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I'm having a lot of fun. It's silly, tee-hee, minigame. Yeah, probably not. It's interesting to me, their whole, so Blizzard has this Creator Cup. All of the big creators are coming in to play this mode for monies. And it makes me wonder, I wonder what their feelings towards the actual game will be. Because I think it's a fun mini game. I like that we get tangible rewards for it. But I don't think it's like if they were just like, here's a bonus game that you can have separate of World of Warcraft. I don't think I'd be very interested.
Yeah, I'm very curious where this is going. Because they've been very, not explicit, they've been very, what's the word? Clear. That this is a limited time game mode. But they're obviously getting feedback for something. Are they going to make more maps? Like, what's their plan?
Okay, so I have a few thoughts about this. And I hope that this is something that potentially comes back. Like, maybe like once a year or something like that. Like, if they want to like center it around like Pirates Day, but make it like Pirates Month or something like that, and like that is when Plunderstorm returns once a year, where there's another 40 renowned, like, air quotes, battle pass type thing for us to grind out for some additional cosmetics for the year. It doesn't even necessarily always have to be pirate themed. Like, it could be, so this one's like Plunderstorm, but then like if you want to like center it around like a different holiday or different season, you could have a winter themed one called like Winter Storm or something like that.
No, fuck you. What if they did it on the Isle of Thunder and they just called it Thunderstorm? People have been wanting to go back there. That's a big flat piece of land that we could smack each other on.
That's a really good get. I could see both of those. Guys, they could do it on Goro, call it Dino Frenzy. They could do a lot of different things with different people want to go back to the old world. But I guess people's complaint is, like, it's not World of Warcraft. It's not my character. And I do kind of agree a little bit. At least give me a guild chat. So, like, I was playing during raid night. And I'm like, nobody can message me in WoW.
I can't be bothered with my day job. I'm hiding here in Plunderstorm.
You can all see me in Plunderstorm. But nobody can message me on Battle.net, so... It's good. Yeah, I just feel like, it's a little front of the edges. Give me a damage feed. Tell me how many people I've killed. Tell me how many plunder I've gotten from dead bodies. Give me a re-queue button at the end of a match, for the love of God.
Yeah, yes, all of that.
That is a major, major enthusiasm killer, is when you die, you have to get a BFA loading screen, and then it loads into a Plunderstorm loading screen, to give you the cam, and then when you hit leave match, you need to load to the main menu again. Sure, and I know it's WoW has spaghetti code, and this is just adding Parmesan on top of it, but there has to be a way to just get me back in the queue, please.
Yeah, I 100% agree with those critiques, and then my additional critiques would be what we've already said, that like the whole landing process is kind of bad, because like if you're in a duo, I think Slide and I cracked the code that whoever's like renown level is higher is automatically the pilot every single time. Cause like he and I have been grouping together and I'm like two or three levels behind. And every single time, like legitimately 20 times in a row, he's been like the flight captain controlling this parrot landing us. And then when we're on the talk of that, the bird, like either give us like a combined ship with everyone. Don't have us just all randomly spawn in the sky randomly. And if we do all have to be on our individual parrot things, the steering on it is so bad. Like, the minute you start to angle yourself downward, you can't go back up again. Like, you just start dive bombing. I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, let me glide, let me drop. Don't, it's so, and I also don't want to be the driver. I want to look at my phone for an extra 10 seconds and let him drive. It's bullshit.
And also, maybe this only affects me, Blizzard, but I'd like to actually be able to see my sword. I don't know what it is about my install of WoW. I have a sword in the waiting screen. We blast off. I get on my bird. I slam into an elemental, slap my rebound R button, and I'm swinging like if you put your fist into a circle, like you're holding something, I swing that at people.
Because you're on your worgen, right?
Well, no. It happens for all of them. Like, I was on an orc. I was on a troll. I was on a Pandaren. I cannot see my sword.
Why are you changing your characters so much? That's my question.
Well, just because for random goofs and gaffs, I don't get a chance to be an orc woman. Here's an easy chance to be one with no frills.
Next time we play, I should look at you and see if I see your weapon. Maybe you have to do a reinstall or something. Maybe you're missing a file.
I don't know. There are plenty of things in WoW that just don't work, like for me particularly. And I'm not going to go and buy a new laptop just to see my sword, but I do miss it, especially because my man Draknir tells me how cool it is. He's like, oh, the calcified claymore, huh? That's an antique. And then my troll woman is just once again holding up the okay symbol.
Yeah, maybe your card's dying. It can't load the weapons.
It went to Baldur's Gate, the city, one too many times and it said, motherfucker, I just rendered 18 million guys. You expect me to do this?
Shit, half melted.
I'm taking a break.
And then I think my other complaint, I want more information on what these abilities do and what upgrading them does. I should not have to look at a WoW-head guy to tell me that. Oh, for the big star, it reduces the cooldown. But for the toxic smack roll, it poisons more. And I'm like, give me the numbers, dummies.
Speaking of the abilities, do you guys have a standout favorite?
Well, I feel like Flame Whirl, as everyone has been saying, is just OP. Like, if you are in a duo and you're facing another duo that has two Flame Whirls, you're just dead, I feel like. Especially, Slide and I found this combo that everyone's been doing, which is really annoying, where they set down their circle of traps, they use the chain that can pull you to them, they pull you into there, then you're stunned in their traps, and then both of them flame whirl on you and you're just immediately dead.
It's crazy. Yeah, the hook traps whirl. You can also do the wind blast instead of the traps or instead of the hook, because you can stun them in place and then walk on top of them and then drop the traps and then whirl. So again, the what's the problem? Fire Whirl. We gotta get rid of Fire Whirl. Just pull out of the game. I was a big Cosmic Star hater. I love it. I was a big Toxic Smackerel hater. I actually kind of now unironically love it. It poisons people, so they can't heal. So they go to drink, and then right away it just breaks it. And nobody expects it because nobody uses it.
Yeah, and also I kind of like the rhyme arrow or whatever it's called, where it just automatically hits somebody and you launch it. If they're trying to run away from you and they're healing, you just use it and then it stops them as well.
What do you normally use, Aaron? What are you throwing out there?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of the Manosphere for a number of reasons. One, it's fun to fire, fun to look at. But also, two, everyone when they charge it always does the big daddy, level 5 one. So if I'm running around trying not to engage, because we know what you have to do if once engaged, but if I'm running around, I may not see the person, but I see this big fucking orb sailing across the plains and I go, neat. Now I know where not to go because I'd like some more gold before I have to fulfill my duty, before I have to commit seppuku with my invisible sword.
As far as the utility ones, I do really like the one that gives you a blink forward and makes you invisible and stealth. I like that one a lot.
Ooh, okay, the barrel slot. Okay, so what do you guys normally do with that slot?
You know that I pick chickens and I throw them at my feet and then I get killed because I didn't know that what they did. It fights everyone, the thing says, and I'm like, cool, the enemies and stuff. And then I threw it one time when I wasn't healed and they kicked my ass and I was like, I gotta go. I was hard logging out of my computer so Cubbybub didn't see me get killed by my own trap.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe just call me, like, vanilla, but I just love the classics. The barrel itself is S tier in my book.
I love fucking around with the other stuff because, again, I think everyone uses the barrel, so nobody expects it. If I find a bomb chest, so there's a fake chest, and it's a bomb, and you can place it. It just requires someone else to see it, but also not to see you place it down. So maybe three times now, I found a bomb chest and a bush next to each other. So I'll put down the chest, and then I'll hide in a bush next to it and wait for some fool to open it and explode so I can finish him off. Not once has it happened. I must have spent like maybe 20 minutes combined waiting, and it's never gonna fucking happen. But one day it will, and I'll be happy.
But I must say that chest is very alluring. I know you, in a duos game, accidentally caught me with it. I was just,
yeah.
I was like, that chest seems weird. Like, it's not placed very well, but I do want a chest. I do want to get some plunder up in here.
Knowing WoW Spaghetti Code, a chest could spawn literally anywhere and look weird and be like, yeah, that's probably it.
I will say, one other thing that I wish Plunderstorm did is, you know, so currently we only have solo mode or duo mode. I think the trios and a full squad of four mode would be cool as well.
Yeah, even just a trios. I mean,
what, we're dealing with 60. I feel like that's, well, one, that's incredibly easily divisible by three, but I feel like you can still do four, too, even if it's more than 60, even if you have to do, if you have to raise the cap or lower the cap to get that divisible by four number.
Maybe they're worried about number of spells going off simultaneously. Like, I feel like then all of a sudden every fight becomes six people firing spells at each other instead of, like, you know, four. I just feel like mathematically maybe that's why. Because I feel like they're definitely saving server space. They're making a lot of weird cuts with this as they experiment. Maybe it'll be next.
Overall, though, love it. Love just how random it was, how out of nowhere, how unexpected it was. I hope they continue to do things like this, honestly.
And on eight, this could have been nothing. So, I mean, either just stop complaining. Accept it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Keep your head in the sand and just run some mythics if you want. We're almost at the end of one of the weeks. Just five more of them and then it's gone forever. Okay, Dad.
This could have been housing. No, it couldn't have been.
Speaking of Plunderstorm daddies, I am nominating this week's sexiest NPC of the week.
Ooh.
And it's a gentleman that's needed it for a long time. Yes, I am talking about the one, the only Sultan of the Seas, Pieces of Hate.
Ooh, Golden Daddy.
Rain down me on me, tsunami, with your coins.
If you're not familiar, Pieces of Hate is a kind of a mini world boss that spawns in Plunderstorm, and if you kill him, he drops a chest.
He's like the most serious world boss there, right?
Yeah, he gives big rewards.
Also, like, if you are a low level, he will probably kill you. And for reference for the uninitiated, he is, I believe, just a scaled up, a slightly bigger model of Opulence.
Yeah. Opulence!
You give coins to everyone.
And you know that Pieces of Hate is a hot commodity. Everyone comes out to get a piece of him. Whether they're slapping him with their fish, hitting him with their two big bombs. He just lays there and puts his hands up and go, oh, just put it all on me.
Guys, this might be our first sugar daddy on the list. Because he showers his, I don't want to see. He showers his sugar babies with gold.
He loves to golden shower us.
Oh, no.
Shower us with his gold, guys.
Call him Trump. Pieces of Hate, more like Pieces of Ate My Ass.
And I will say, though, like, as Aaron was saying, though, there's a lot of Pieces of Hate to go around here.
Want
to
suck on his pennies.
Did you know that if you dip a penny in milk and salt? I'm going to end it there. I actually haven't heard anyone say that since college. So I feel like everyone disproved that statement.
This is my first time hearing what you're saying, and I know what you're saying.
No, because we did it, because you asked me,
what?
As the resident straight guy, you asked me to test
it. Oh, you're right. Okay. You're ringing my bells. My bells have been rung. You are correct, sir. I see us
now. I remember the whole group was like, Aaron, you have to fall on the sword and do this because you're the only person that knows what that tastes like.
Who told us that? Who brought this to our attention?
Just the
it had to be
internet?
Austin. It had to be Austin.
Fucking like Dan.
Oh, that honest. Whoa. It had to be Dan. He's a doctor now in Hawaii. We can't say his full name anymore.
He lives in Hawaii? That's cool. Good for him.
He's like a doctor, like a real doctor. Like, he can, like, give us medical treatment if we need it now.
Doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case of loving the pieces of hate. Thanks, pieces. See you at the Threefables.
That's me sucking on his pennies. There's still so much... Okay, like, we talked about wasn't even really WoW. I mean, it kind of was, but, like, classic players get something that's like, WoW. Oh, my God, what do we call that? Plunder? I mean, we are... It's Plunderlust, right? It's already...
Yeah, so here we are, like 50 minutes in, just talking about Plunderlust. But within the 10.2.6 patch, there's just been a bunch of other stuff too that like was just obviously all of it's unannounced because this patch was a surprise. So we can just like rapid fire through some of these things.
Honestly, I think what we do actually, let's just talk about one of these things that would take up space and save the rest for later. We're not getting any more new news out of this game, right? What the hell are we doing?
I was about to say, like I said before, the very first Plunderstorm game will be like the 5,000th. I doubt I'll have much more to say next week. So yeah, let's just give them a little taste of what actually showed up in Yum. Because I can honestly say, not looking at the notes and not playing Yum right now, I don't know.
Well, okay, I will hit us with the big one. There is now an official Dragonflight expansion meta achievement, and its reward is Tyvin, you know, big good boy, like the wolf thing from Nonarin Plains. He is a mount now that you can unlock by doing this meta achievement.
Now, Aaron, I know he can't fly, but he is a good boy.
I was about to say, he's a very unique mount. I remember them saying that they were going to make Bakar mounts in general, and then they weren't around, but now they're like, okay, there is one, and it's the boy. Like, you don't have to settle for, like, Bakar Hunter. It's like, it's the big man. Pet him to get your one extra versatility.
Yeah, I mean, and I love that they're in on the joke, too. Like, the actual reward that you get from this meta achievement is, like, you know how, like, when they give you a mount, like, you have to use it to unlock it? Like, the thing that they give you is Good Boy's Leash.
Oh, I didn't know that. But this is a beast of a meta achievement. It definitely rivals the Shadowlands meta achievement. You know, the one where you had to get like all the Max Covenant things that we could not finish. I'm talking everything. You have to go to the Forbidden Reach. You have to do the Centaur stuff. You have to do all the soup achievements. You have to do fucking the Siege of Dragonbane keep achievements. Good luck with that. The whelp daycare.
Even like Researchers Under Fire, that has to be there, right?
Yes, it is. And you know what else is there? Elemental Storms.
Aw, oh, come on.
No,
they gave
that's
us the
one
reach.
That like
we don't need to do those anymore. They promised.
No, that's the one that in particular I'm like, fuck, I don't have any of those achievements done. And like to get this meta achievement, you need to have the one where it is like doing each of the four elements in each of the zones, like up to like 100 or whatever, like elements killed or whatever. So it's going to take a while because like you have to like wait for them to spawn the correct one in the correct place even, right?
Yep. All the Time Walkers, the Sori Dormi things are there. Aaron, you're probably good on that. Except guess what, Aaron? You also have to go back to Eon's Fringe because you have to do 8 fresh Eon Fringes runs. You can't just use your old ones.
Because I guess they decided not to track it until now. So yeah, you have to complete 8 of them now.
Well, I mean, but that's a week. And those quests are like, where is young Anduin? He's lost. And then you go outside and turn left. He's like, here I am. So that's not going to take you a long time, but that is wild that they're like, Aaron, you did it every day for 6 months, but just do it for one more week. Come on.
Go back. The Zeralet Cavern achievements are there. There's so many achievements that I was just like, fuck, I have like half of a lot of these that I gotta go back and finish. I don't know where to even start. I'm waiting until the Hearthstone event is finished, which is will be done by this point, and until I'm done with my renown for Plunderstorm.
I guess, I mean, we're really, 10.2.7 is coming, and TWW will be here eventually, but I hate to say it, we are sort of, the parrot has lost altitude, and we are now about to crash on an elemental. We're on the downswing, so now is the time to just do random things to get our man.
It's the perfect time, and not only this, okay, so you mentioned earlier the Shadowlands achievement. So the old meta achievement was just the same one. It was hard. Now that achievement is a feat of strength. And if you completed it, the Veilstrider one, you got the title Veilstrider. They added a mount just now in this patch to give you one of those naked little skeleton dragon wispy black ghost things that the cool guys. Then they also added, they basically cloned that achievement, right? They cloned Veilstrider into a new Shadowlands achievement. So we can continue to work on the old achievement, maxing out the covenants, doing the storylines for all the people, doing the max, whatever the, what are those called? Covenant stations, workstations?
Yeah, you mean like the side quests, like what Ember Court was?
Yes, yes. Like the Maldraxxus Stitcher thing. That's maybe what I'm talking about. And the Bastion Kyrian one. That one. You can do those again.
No one did.
And then you can get a mount, and it's a Zoval Soul Eater, which is just another different color of a naked little dragon ghost wispy guy. So they gave people some stuff to chew on, a little bit at least here, if you don't want to do plunder farts.
I mean, because, like, I don't know. I feel like I, in Dragonflight at least, have been kind of on top of trying to do all the new content as it comes out. But I was just looking at this meta achievement, like the current one for Dragonflight, and I'm like, there's a lot that I just missed here. And I'm talking like, okay, so the easy ones for us are like, you have to do all the raids. You have to do all the dungeons on Mythic. Easy, right? You have to do all of the quests. You have to have Lore Master, you have to do the Sojourner, basically. But then, like, the Ian's Fringe thing that I'll still have to do. But then there's, like, Dragon Racing, too. You need to have bronze on all of them, at least, and have all the glyphs. That's fine. I feel like there's still a few races out there that I need to do. But I think I started to go back to do all of them, so that won't take me too long. But I believe I said it on the show that, like, I started to do the Forbidden Reach one, but was, like, unable to do it when, like, the patch went over because the scaling got weird. It probably is easier now, so I can go back and finish it. And because of this, there's probably going to be people there now again.
Yeah, I'm really glad I finished that one. But I'm also really excited for you to get that achievement. Because remember, the reward's the title, The Forbidden. You have some pretty good names. The Forbidden Cumass? I'm saying, you could put that on there. You know, it'd be a great title for you.
Ooh, that's what my man Pieces of Hate gave me earlier.
Yeah, no, you're right. And then I was also looking, like, this includes all the reps, too. And, like, not even just the main ones. Like, the Furlbog rep is here. And so is the, what's it called? The Cobalt, is it called the Cobalt Assembly?
The Cobalt Assembly's here.
That's the only one I don't have maxed. I was about to be like, my time has arrived. But no, I have to stand in, like, that 4x4 square and just kill randos for months.
You guys didn't do that?
Oh, so here's the thing. No. I got it to like 4 out of 5 because there wasn't anything additional besides an achievement of getting it 5 out of 5. Where, like, I wanted, like, remember at the beginning of Dragonflight, the ring that you could buy at rank 4 was like Biss for a while. So, like, I only got it up to 4 so that I could get that ring. And then I was like, I'll come back to this later. And then I completely forgot about it until now. And then I was like, fuck.
I mean, if anything, I imagine those guys are a little easier to kill now. So it won't be too bad. But yeah, it's just a lot of mad, because there's not really, like, world quests to do over there, except occasionally. So it is just killing guys over and over.
Sorry,
and over.
Aaron, but it's not just killing guys. It's killing players. Players will kill you, and those players are also going to be more geared.
Wait, it's not. So, like, there's that courtyard that has a bunch of crystal guys and dragons. It's not that. It's just specifically that circle.
It's that ring that's like a PvP, PvE. Yeah, you're going to have to get dunked on a little bit. And I think this is the first time we have like a weird triangle of things that we've all done that we have to do the opposite now. Like, I'm excited to start it, but I'm also very, very not excited to start it.
Because, like, there's some weird shit in here that I, like, just have never even bothered doing. Like, lunking, specifically, in, like, the Tuskar zones. Or, like, finding whatever the fucking disgruntled hunters are in Grand Hunts. I don't even know what that is.
What's crazy, as a resident Tuskar person doer, like, good in that rep farm, I don't even have a lot of those achievements. I'm missing, like, one thing out of, like, all of them. So that's going to be brutal, I feel like, for people who have to do that now. Or, I mean, maybe not brutal, but just longer than you think it was going to be.
Oh, and don't you worry. Apparently, there's also achievements in here for, like, taking pictures, like, on the rafts of specific legendary, like, characters.
Fun stuff. Get that shit started, guys. Do it now before it goes away. Get your feet of strength. But now it's time for our top two, bottom boot, medium boot. I got a big, fat top two. It's a cop-out top two. It's Plunderstorm. I like Plunderstorm. I'm booting up. It's over Helldivers. It's the game that I want to play the most right now. I want to get this shit knocked out, but I am also having fun in these games. I'm hunting people. I'm robbing people of their plunder. I saw a comment on why they said that. They're encouraging predatory practices by boosting the plunder from players by making them kill me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Stand there.
Say the line, Bart.
If engaged, die immediately.
Kill yourself in Plunderverse. Well, that's it. What about you, Aaron? TTBBMM?
Well, I also have a TT.
Titty!
I have an ST2, a shaved titty. It feels very strange. And it is that in the world of WoW Yum, aside from the Plunderverse, I have, you know, I guess not completed, but completed to what I feel like the Hearthstone event.
Ooh. Aww.
I have acquired all of the items I did not have last week. That includes the Compass Rose mount. That includes Reno Jackson's hat. And that includes something else I didn't have. I have all of the
transmog. Probably the belts, I don't know.
Something like that. I have all the transmog and mounts and pets that I want. The only thing that I'm missing are the actual Hearthstone cards, which I guess you can earn by just playing Hearthstone with the other poor schlub who wants to complete the achievement. So
that's me!
There you go. We'll have to duel each other, but watch out, because my Ragnaros into magic missile combos are real killer.
Fuck.
But yes, I actually completed it, which is way, way different than the last time, the Diablo achievement, which I think I got one thing. I got a gray hat.
Congrats on the gray hat.
Thanks. I wear it well. But immunization, tell us about your hat, and particularly what color it is.
Well, I have a top two as well.
Doo, doo, doo.
And, you know, if I went first, I was also going to do what Slide Whistle did and say that, you know, Plunderstorm, because I'm very excited about this game mode too. But then when he was done, I was hoping he would send it to me, because I similarly was going to give a top two to how I also have collected all the Hearthstone shit. So,
wow,
what the fuck am I supposed to do now, y'all?
Wow, I hear a lot of meowing over there because I'm looking at a real copycat. Meow.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it anyways. Both of those are top twos, but then also the fact that, like, I was personally starting to feel like, what do I do next in WoW Yum? And then Blizzard was like, here, meta achievement, Tyvan mount. I'm like, shit, got me. Like, yeah, I have a lot to do here. So, my to-do list has gone from, like, very few things to a lot of things. So, I guess that's a top two. Also, I have all the Hearthstone things, and I'm enjoying Plunderstorm. So, a lot going on in WoW Yum that I'm excited about right now.
Ha ha ha, tee hee hee, a pirate's life for me. But I do not need piracy because I am being financially supported, at least in a small bit, by these $5 a month patrons. We're talking about Command Sergeant Major Trishurlo, Ahoy Vince, NSYNC/Drag Race, Azur, and Digital Dave, asking Gralina to say, for the Horde. Mitch wants to remind everyone that Rathion isn't daddy, he's a literal child. Crucifix, Saracen Hawk, Kickpuncher, Dex, Jerome, Satius and Soup, Adorno, Losing the Patient, Gershom, Big Papa Crispy's Big Mama, Kalkus, a tired Void Elf, Huzzah, Johnny's Friday is saved, Wooly,
congratulations,
he had a baby, baby Wooly,
Slide Whistle, Secret Stalker, Teehee, Adam N., Vanderlyle, and Will, a.k.a. Tyre, Trade Chat's fallen father.
We salute your shorts and all of the people who listen to our podcast. You can email us at dinnerrelapod@gmail.com. Email me personally at navarrocoffin@gmail.com. You can email my old neighbors at aircow1080@aol.com. What about you guys? Where can we find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me, Alex or Immunization, on Twitter at New Era Alex or Blue Sky at Immunization.
You can find me, Aaron the Human, at twitters.com at the Big Cheesy. I had to think real quick. And you can find all of the show's many various links at our link tree. That is linktr.ee/do not relent. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of, I had to quickly peruse the salute your shorts to see if they got caught up in all of the fun Nickelodeon live action stuff. But no, it was too early.
Predates a lot of the creepers, as far as we know. Yep.
As far as we know, but who knows? Dan the Man might have been a PA on the series. That might have been where he began his reign of tyranny.
We will never know until the courts decide so. And when they do, that will mean...
another down! Do not relent!
Do Not Relent is a podcast within the 3HNC Network, representing U.S. Proudmoore's premier podcasts.
That was a very good wish.